Welcome to the Swirl and Sip podcast, where we keep it real, talking about womanhood, parenthood, and marriage. I'm your host, Sasha.
And I'm Sheree. And if this is your first time tuning into us, this is what you need to know about us. We're wives, we're boy moms, and we love wine, though we're not experts. This is Life Uncensored.
So get your wine glasses and your favorite bottle and get ready for today's episode. So, of course, we always like to start each episode with what we are sipping on. And we, in an ever trying to expand our palates, we're sipping on a rosé, you guys.
I want you to know we're doing this for you.
We're not doing this for you guys.
We are literally like stalking shelves and doing this for you.
This is all for our listeners, because y'all know.
We do not drink these otherwise.
Yeah, I still have the last rosé that we drank, and I don't know when that's going to get sipped on.
Wine, I should have gave it. We're going to fix it.
Yeah, maybe I'll just bring it to wine night. But we are sipping on a Noble Vines 515 Vine Select Rosé. We've had Noble Vines before. I know we've had one of their whites.
I think that's the only one.
I can't remember if we had a red from them too. We might have. No. It's on the website. Mm-mm. But we are sipping on a rosé. And it says that this rosé is made in the traditional dry style that prizes bright acidity. It has mouth-filling texture and freshness, aromas of strawberry and peach. Follow through the palate and complement a round, medium-bodied mouthfeel. It has an elegant structure that has bright acidity. I said that right. And light tannins.
Acidity, yes.
Contribute to a long, fresh, clean finish. It can be paired. It says it can be enjoyed on its own, or the versatility of the rosé pairs well with a variety of different dishes, from crudités, goat cheese, or light pasta.
I have goat cheese.
I love goat cheese.
So I'm going to make that veggie burger that's in your fridge.
I threw it away. I threw it away.
I figured you threw it. I told you to throw it away. I know you wasn't going to eat it.
No. No,
I have goat cheese, like a little round log, a small one, and I'm going to make fried goat cheese because it's so
good.
Easy to make. Pan-fried goat cheese is so good.
I know I've mentioned this on the show multiple times. The best salad I ever had in my life was in Italy. It was such a simple salad. It was apples and like walnuts with like a hunk, like a round hunk of grilled goat cheese. And it
grilled.
Was, yeah, because it had the little grill marks on it. You know, they didn't keep it on there for long.
No, enough to get it. Well, that's the same thing with the pan. Like the best salad I've had with that introduced me to goat cheese was a salad that had a little bit of fried goat cheese. It was like a pan fried. I was like, what is this crispy goodness? This
Y'all,
tangy
if you
crispy.
Have never had goat cheese, it is delicious. It's creamy and just like, oh, it's so good.
It's
so
creamy.
Good.
It's tangy. It's almost like cream cheese. Like, if you like cream cheese, you can like goat cheese.
Yeah.
If you like cream cheese, if you like sour cream, you will like goat cheese.
Goat cheese is
They're
amazing.
Literally a mix of the two.
It's amazing. You poured a much bigger glass of
this
one.
You know me. I'm going to sip through whatever the hell. We're going to sip through it until we go through it.
So, I mean, it's a rosé, y'all.
How do you like it? Because I'm actually okay with it.
You ain't see my face?
But the difference is my face changed. I had the while I was
like
smelling it.
It's very tangy to me.
It is tangy, but I really taste the citrus and berries. I taste the strawberry, and I very rarely ever taste strawberry with what it is.
I can see that. I can see a strawberry in that. I don't.
This is okay. I mean,
you taste more strawberry. Or you taste more peach.
Well, I don't. Is peach a part of it?
It says, it has aromas of strawberry and peach is what it says. So.
No, I love strawberries. And this tastes like it was soaked in some straw. Like, I could drop some strawberries in this and I'd be like, all right.
See, I bet you like that. It would probably be good, though. Like, if it was like a little, because Trey and I, we also don't drink wine the right way. Our whites and our rosés the right way. If it was a little chilled.
I forgot to chill these.
If it was, we just grab these drinks off the shelf. If
the
it was chilled.
I'm the one who always tells you to chill it. And I usually am on point, but we did not choose. We choose our lines before the episode, like legitimately. Like
right before. So I think if it was chilled and then if you did the little trick where you had frozen strawberries instead of like mm-hmm. ice cubes or something like that, I could see that tasting good because it would kind of complement and pick up more of that strawberry flavor.
That's your challenge this week. Toss that in there and try it like that. Just a little small glass.
I might try it because I don't know. I mean, yeah, I don't know.
It's okay though. I mean, it's
a brunch wine.
I like this as a better rosé. Yeah, I like this as a better rosé than the last one.
It's definitely a brunch wine. I think if you mm-hmm. are eating fruit and you have waffles and like stuff like that, it would taste good with that.
This is definitely like, and also as always, we know this is Sasha and Sheree approved. So it is going to take you wherever it gets.
Because again, it is hard to also find rosés that are big on the alcohol content. This one is 13.5%. as well. Mm-hmm. So we try help y'all. If y'all gonna drink a rosé, if y'all gonna drink a white, we want to make sure that you are drinking alcohol. So
y'all know I done found you a 15% or 16%. Look, I'm gonna get you there whether you like it or not. Like I said, if we can drink Everclear, Grey Goose, and all the rest of this shit that we drink,
I never had Everclear. I've had Everclear.
I've had 151. I've had Jungle Juice. I've had things that I don't remember either by choice or by force.
I've had Grey Goose.
I can drink those.
Had our neighbor at our old house, my husband and the neighbor on the other side of her helped shovel 1 year. And as a thank you, she gave us this moonshine that her son had made. And it was so good. I guess he made it with cinnamon. So it literally tasted like if y'all drink Fireball, yes. It tasted like a smoother version of that. Like it was so good.
So that's the thing that I love. Moonshine. I have an apple pie and a watermelon in my fridge right now that I just
them little, things the little get ones too, that we saw.
No. It's a big one. It's like a mason jar, big one. I don't know why. Well, we only have like about half or less than half left. Because I don't remember we've had this for years.
We still have the little thing of moonshine because she gave us a little mason jar of it. And we still have it. And that thing has been fermenting for at least.
This is the thing. Moonshine will get you right. You won't need. So we have one that's watermelon and one that was apple pie. And I promise you, you only need a half of a shot. Just enough to be like, ooh. I think I may have put one shot and I was like, no, that's it. I'm done for the day. I don't want no more. Nothing.
Moonshine is not distilled. Don't play around with moonshine if you ain't used to it.
We say all that to say that the reason that we pick these wines, no matter how we feel, we're going to get you to the right place that you need to be.
Yes, of course. And you have probably, it actually coincides well with today's episode because we talking about school today.
Oh, and Lord.
If all of y'all moms out there, parents, I'm sure you may have had to have several glasses in this past year.
Bottles.
Of school.
Bottles.
Yes, bottles and bottles and bottles. And so we wanted to talk a little bit about our schooling experience. Originally, when we talked about doing this episode, we were going to talk about how we were planning for our kids to go to school. And then, of course, COVID happened and kind of upended a lot of what our plans ended up being. Sheree's son, Brendan, is, because he's 10 weeks older than Stokely, he actually is able to start school because Maryland has
August 31st.
Yeah, it's a bullshit. The cutoff date, it's not a full law. Like that when we were kids.
It's not a full law. It changes based on the birth rates. And I figured that out only like years ago. So right now they put it at, because it used to be the end of the year. I have friends who I'm in school with at the same grade that was December 31st, used to be this cutoff date. That's why exactly. Growing up, it used to be December 31st and now it's August.
Yes, because when I was a kid, I was always the youngest in my class. And that's the reason why me and my best friend Marcus ended up in the same grade. His birthday is all the way at the beginning of the year, March.
And
mine's is
so Brandon's is March and mine is September. So I'm September 22nd. Yeah. I'm past any cutoff they used to have, but
And I'm past
yeah, you're
you.
Past me. I just love that I'm older than you. Oh my gosh. Do
I'm,
you know?
I've always been the baby.
Do you know how I have one friend who was born in December and I was like, yes.
Yeah, I'm never older than I've always been the baby in my class. But
I
so
have
Maryland
two
has
friends that I'm younger that I'm older than, and that is where I live. I live in the parts of that middle.
Maryland has a cutoff though that August 31st you have to be whatever age you're supposed to be by August 31st in order to start school. And so what that means is Brendan can he was able to start pre-K.
He's
going to
be
three.
In school before both our other friend's son
yes.
and Stokely. Which
yes,
I was like,
okay. Stokely will be one of those kids who will be six when he is going into kindergarten. Like he will be five turning six when he starts.
Girl, you said six, and I was just like, what?
And it seems like so far away. I'm like, wait, like he could start school next year. As far as I'm concerned, he got to be home for three more years. Like
I was gonna say, he can't. Damn, he can't start pre-K four until he's three turning four. God, jeez, this is so messed up. But here's the other part that
he'll
I thought.
Be,
I said
he'll be four turning.
I had this worked out in my head.
He'll be four turning five.
I had this worked out in my head, though. It's okay. Don't worry. Because what can happen
well, my sister,
is...
My sister-in-law, so my sister-in-law, when she was pregnant, because my niece's birthday is right at the beginning of September, September 3rd, she was like praying that her daughter came before August 31st so that way they wouldn't have to fight at, you know, when it was time for her to start school. And luckily she was able to get her, she goes to private school, which they're a little bit looser with their dates, but she was able to get her started in school at what would be the more traditional time. And even in Maryland, like the cutoff, you can ask for a waiver.
Yeah, and I was going to say, like when Stokely and Leach Rowan, like as I'm thinking about the two of them, because his birthday is right after the cutoff, like just like 10 days. Yep. And so like she might have an easier time to work it. But either way, what happened to my cousin is he got skipped and then, well, he got skipped and held back. So he's a year older than me, like less than a year older than me, but me and him graduated at the same time. So like he was jumped ahead, but emotionally he wasn't ready. So he was pulled back and somehow I just kept going. Yeah. Like I was, it was like the tortoise and the hare and I just caught him. So me and him graduated at the same time, but age wise, he's a year older than me and his birthday is right after.
The cutoff in Maryland, though, is October 10th if you want to get a waiver, which is 9 days before Stokely's birthday. So I don't, I haven't figured out
you just
that
haven't
battle
skipped.
That I'm going to fight.
I was going to say, if you're doing homeschooling, skip him. And we're all, we preface all this to say that we have not looked into any of this. We are literally talking out of our asses. Let's be clear, just like we do with our wine, we are talking out of our asses. We do not know what we're talking about. But in my mind, how it has worked is that if, because Stokely is educationally and like where he is, he'll be able to go in. Like the biggest things that you think of, if you want him skipped, I know you can request to like test into certain things.
I haven't decided. So, well, before we get into that, we'll talk a little bit about like what this past year has looked like school wise for Sheree and I. So, because Brendan is,
and I
older,
guess we could even say what our able. Schooling was and where it comes from, because that's what goes into my issues.
Well, so Brendan,
what was your
started school? I went to
Brendan
public
has started school
up until I went to public school up until high school. And so I went to a private, obviously, I went to a private high school, but I was in public school, elementary through middle school. But I was, we had this thing back in the day. I don't know what it's called now. I don't know if they still have it. It was a tag program, Talented and Gifted. It was also called like magnet schools and things like that.
They still
that.
Have Talented and Gifted and Magnet.
So I was in that. So it was essentially, it was like... the smarter people of the public school, like you
were,
we were
the cream of the crop.
Yeah.
I was
put in different classes.
I was tagged.
So you were put in different classes that kind of were, I guess, harder.
I had honors and AP classes, you know, as long as I can remember that they had them.
Yeah, I did too. I had that in high school too. And so, but yeah, but my husband, like your husband, like Cyrus, he went to private school his entire life.
Yeah.
So, and
I promise you, that's been our issue.
Sheree's struggle.
My struggle is
you
this.
Hear her
yes, my
right
sigh
here.
Is because I am a public school. I am a DCPS public school product. But no, and I will say that I'd also, so I went to my neighborhood school for elementary school. Then I went to a magnet school. So that's where I immediately was pulled into the magnet / feeder schools, because I went to a magnet school for middle school. And then I went, that magnet school fed into one of the, like, the number one school in the damn city, Wilson. I mean, I told y'all, I went to Wilson. And if you know Wilson now, it's still competitive, like, with a wait list, like, years long. I was in an academy, and actually, I ended up, like, going there because I went to an academy, even though I live so freaking close that I could roll out of bed 30 minutes before and still get there. But the way they drew the boundaries, I was in an academy. So the international studies, I never had to fight for my spot after I got in. So I went to public school, albeit I definitely went to some of the best public schools, if you could.
The better, yeah.
Yeah, the better. Definitely back then, like, there was the fight between the public schools and Banneker School, where I was, and Wilson were like top three. If you went there, you definitely was like getting the best pieces of education. Nowadays it's changed. So me and Brandon always have this argument, or not argument, but this debate, because when we had children, that was one of the biggest issues that we talked about. We talked about this actually before we had children, about like, where would you want to see them grow up? Shout out, if you are thinking about having children, this is a conversation to have along with everything else.
Yeah,
because we had this conversation and it wasn't contentious. But like, really, we had this conversation because you do not want to be blindsided and be confused. My husband also is Catholic, as you are. I was not.
We're different Catholics. We're not.
Well, y'all are different Catholics, but y'all were born into it. Y'all were born of it. I chose it.
You converted.
So you recently chose it. I came freely. You were chosen. You had no choice. So yes, but him and all his siblings went to Catholic school, pre-K through 12, where as long as they've been in school. And I say to him, I say, well, let's just be clear. He's always been like, oh, well, yeah, you know, I've always thought about them going to private school. And I say, all right, I understand that. Me and you ended up at the same exact school because we met in college, but my public school education and your private school education got us to the exact same point where the universe aligned and we met up. So that tells me that we don't have to spend a shit ton of money.
Well, it's the same with Richard and I. We went to the same college too.
Yeah.
So we ended up at the same college.
Life is, so we've always tried to figure out in terms of education, the right blend, because I do believe that, I don't know if you could say this because I don't know if you could speak on this, but I enjoyed my public education. I've never gone to private, so I can't tell a difference, but I've gone to public charter. I've had uniforms and stuff. So I've had like a lot of structure in some of them.
So I think my middle school, because it was a magnet school and because I was in those different classes, I can't really compare them. But I know from looking at others who went to public high school that my high school experience was not the same as folks going to public school.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
My high school now, it's like they have built that school up so much and it is on point. Like, they are doing big things.
I went to Bishop McNamara High School. Yeah, say it again.
Yes, Bishop McNamara High School. It's in Forestville, Maryland. It's one of the top rated schools now. And as part of the Archdiocese, because they've done, they're building this like science and innovation center. They have a fine arts building. Like, they are legit with their programs. And I want to say, like,
they have done well with that school.
Yeah. And I think almost about 100% of every graduating class gets accepted into college. And so they're
without
really
it being
good
a requirement
school.
Of graduation.
Exactly.
I'm sorry. Like, I really hate that. That was not nice, but I really hate that requirement. Carry on.
We didn't have that. We didn't have
I know schools
like
that do have that as a requirement of graduation, which is why when I see 100% of our students got accepted. Is that a requirement of your graduation? I know it wasn't for yours and mine, but
yeah. But so, like, for us, when it came to what Stokely was going to do for school, we knew off a jump when we were at our old house. We were in PG County. And for as much money as you pay in taxes for PG County, their schools are not the best.
No, not at all.
So we knew that whenever we had a kid, he was going to go to private school. Like, there was.
So you want to know the messed up thing? where I wanted to live had some of the best schools, but Brandon doesn't like it. I wanted to live in Montgomery County because I grew up in DC right on the line between like Montgomery County and PG. So I'm like, I knew both and I was familiar with both and lived in Montgomery. Yeah. I wanted to go to Montgomery County and I was like, that's a good school district as well. Brandon hates Montgomery County. So he hates Mo County.
Yeah,
it's okay.
I mean, so I'm not gonna lie. It kind of hurts my heart that Stokely's not growing up in PG County. I think about it frequently, and it does bother me.
So, I mean, you can bus him. I just don't know why you would bus him out of into the worst from where you are, because Anne Arundel does have good schools.
They have, Anne Arundel has really good schools, and so that's what came out of us moving, is that we knew that once we moved to Anne Arundel County, Stokely wouldn't have to go to private school anymore. Literally, the elementary school is right down the street from us. It's a good rated elementary school, and so like now he's like he's gonna go to public school. The conversation that Richard and I have had somewhat, we haven't really talked about it a lot. And this actually came up because Lisa's husband mentioned something like this, because he also went to private school his whole life.
Really?
He did. And so
I did not know that.
He went to like a cultish school in his early years. I forgot what he
was. I'm going to have to ask about that. Don't worry. That's side note. Sorry. But, sorry.
he was like, no, you got to send them at least to private high school. And so, and I thought about it. And because that's what I did. Like, I went to public school up until high school. And so I asked, I asked Richard, well, what do you think about that? Would you want to send, because where we live, literally the middle school and high school are right next to each other.
Yeah.
And it's right down the street. Like, and it's like, well, would you want to send him to private high school or keep him in public school? And it's kind of, I think right now we're at kind of a we'll see. I mean, obviously our kids are so young.
I mean, our kids are 3, soon to be 4 eventually this year.
Yes. And so I think for us, like, we know he's going to go to public elementary school, probably to public middle school. I think where we'll probably start deciding that public-private route is when it comes to high school. Because I do think, as someone who came out of private high school, that especially seeing, like, what McNamara is now, like, there are lots of, like, educationally, I think, differences between
there's a lot of educational benefits to private school. We're not going to pretend like, you're not paying for. I can say this as a private school parent, okay? And I have a pre-K 3 student. The first art assignment that he ever did, and I say once again, I said 3-year-olds, the art teacher came on and she's like, okay, so today we're going to learn about Vincent Van Gogh. I was sitting here, mind you, I do art. Like, I set up it's only 3 people in his school right now. Like, there's only 3 people in his pre-K 3. So 2 of them go in because of special circumstances. I think their parents are both teachers. Mm. And so I was like, if I ever feel like I want to send him, I'm free to, but we just don't feel comfortable. So he's online. And he does so well online that I was just like, wow, I'm shocked. I don't know who the hell this child is. But like, even today, he woke up, it's Monday. Even he, like, we're recording this on a Monday, but he woke up and was like, it's time for class. Mommy, wake up. And I was like, sir,
you don't have school today. You don't have school today.
Leave me alone. But he is that routine.
Stokely will be having class today when he comes home, because we do.
We're going to have activities, but we're not going to. We'll do our activities because that's what we use the KiwiCo box for.
Yes, we have, and we have our box, so we got to do that too. But one of the things that's really important to me, I really like to learn. Like, I love learning.
Oh, me too.
And so, and the I fact wanted that
Stokely
to,
likes to learn.
Yeah, and yes, I wanted to instill this love of learning in my child, because at some point it does go away. I think most kids
school. At some point they get and into then they life, might grow children, an appreciation peers. About it.
I hope it's different, because when we were coming up, like, it wasn't cool to be smart.
I think that it's now not uncool to be smart, but that same level of stuff. And I say that because my nephew is 14 and looking at, and he goes to my high school. So it's like one of those things that I'm just like, I sit there and I talk to him on one-on-one level of like, I remember going to that school. It is tedious and it is strenuous. You're not getting ready to catch a break. Nah. You go into the top high school, you're going to do some fucking work. I've told him that.
Yeah.
And so he's lazy, but on the same level, I'm like, is it okay like that? It's okay to be a gamer because he's a gamer. Mm. It's okay to be like all those things that it was a weird to be a part of, like being a star, a Trekkie, or, you know, a Star Wars fan, or you can be who you are. So that's gotten better. But at every school, there's a level of like nerddom that happens. I mean, if there's something to be teased, if there's something to be teased about, you're going to be fucking teased. That's not going away because we wanted to.
No,
like even looking at me being a private parent, private school parent, like looking at that, and this is maybe just because their school, because their school goes from K through 8.
Mm-hmm. So most
could have him there the entire time.
Well, and then that's how most private Catholic schools are set up. Richard was the same way. He went to one school for K through 8. And then you go to a Catholic high school.
And Brandon was different because he went to different. He went to St. Thomas More. Then he went to his fat other sister, his sister and brothers. They, because you remember, it was four of them.
Yeah.
So that might be the difference, because when you have four of them, you start to get to a place where like someone wants to try a different school. And then they like that school. So they pull. So they've gone to collectively. I can't remember the order. But St. Thomas More, I think Brandon and Maya went there. Then they went to Holy Family. Someone went to Holy Family. Someone else went to Assumption. You know, like they've gone through the whole
archdiocese.
If it was in Southeast, it was Catholic. They went there. Okay. Then they all ended up at but all of the boys ended up at McNamara. Because his father went to McNamara.
Right?
She went to Carroll.
Carroll, duh, because she went to school with my husband. Mm-hmm. Duh.
She went to Carroll, and that was because she's, you know, a student. She got a scholarship to go to Carroll, and so she had the choice of wherever she went, she was going to get a full ride because academically.
That she chose Carroll.
She didn't want to go to McNamara, and I was like, understood.
She didn't want to be with her brother.
I understand, because I can't imagine, like, even though Brandon pretends like they're not close, I'm like, if you went to school with your sister, your younger sister, she probably would have no social life because of you. So Brandon and all his siblings went to McNamara, and that to me, I want to send him to McNamara for that.
Like,
reason.
That's how I feel. So, like, so for what we've been doing, like I said, I want to instill this learning into Stokely. So, because I don't want him to fall behind because of his late birthday,
he's definitely not going to be behind. I can tell you that.
No. I found this whole preschool curriculum. Like, I have a binder. We sit at our dining room table Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. And like, he's like, oh, it's ready for school, mommy. Like, what are we doing in school today? And so he's really good at retaining like new information and things like that. And so that's what we've been doing. We're on week 19.
Look, that's what surprised the hell out of me. Like, when I sit there and, like, what my son will, like, pretend, like, he'll have his moments where he's like, I'm tired, I'm sleepy, or whatever. And I'm like, whatever. And he'll, like, say the teacher's reading a story to him. Like, I'll be like, oh, he's not paying really attention. And they don't care because they understand that this is really hard for them to be online. And the next day or the next hour, he's like, oh, and he'll tell me everything that happened about it. He's like, it was snowing. She was sad. And I said, what the fuck? You were paying attention? It makes me proud, though, because that means that to me, he's similar to me. I don't know how Brandon was as a child. But no, I do know how Brandon was as a child, because I got his his report cards from kindergarten.
Oh, really? That's cute.
Yes. And that's, you want to know something?
He's,
you
want to
know something? Uh-huh. Yeah. He actually got good grades. You know, with the two comments?
He guessed stubborn?
The two comments.
That he's stubborn? He's stubborn.
He needs to listen more, follow directions more. I said, oh, so the reason my child is this way is because of you. Yeah. And he needs to make sure that his space is clear, his desk and his space is clear. I said, what?
That changed.
So I said, so you've always been messy and you've always been stubborn.
Yeah.
I was like, I can't win this fight with two of them in my house, because my son, even though my son is neat, my son likes to clean up, but Brendan is stubborn as hell. Look, yes. I said this.
Sheree's child is very stubborn, y'all.
Like purposefully, though, y'all. Yeah. I need y'all to understand. Like, y'all, if you're listening to this right now, send me my prayers. Anytime you think of him, just put him on the prayer list, because he's stubborn. He's stubborn in a way that I'm not. I was never this stubborn. I was a good kid. I listened to my parents. I did what they told me to do. I didn't get in trouble. I don't understand why, but I feel like I'm going to have a lot of problems when he goes into school and they tell him to do something and he's going to be like, but no.
Yeah, no, you're, yeah.
No, and the thing is that he's your son is not stubborn. I wait for the day that he actually is, because they have very similar things that they do in tantrum style and whining where I'm like, stop. But the stubbornness that my child, if I tell him, stop, put that down right there. I'm like, put it down. He'll put it right, not where it belongs, even though he knows that's where it belongs.
He'll just put it down.
So I'm gonna drop it on the floor. Yeah. I didn't tell you to do that, but I did. So his teachers love him because they're like he spells words. He's so beautifully, like, I was like, y'all need him in person because y'all ain't seen a tantrum from him yet. Y'all love him right now. I don't know what, but also I don't know how he'll do because away from me.
With people.
Away from me, he's wonderful. Whenever I come in, all of a sudden he turns into the fucking Tasmanian devil.
That's kind of my fear, maybe-ish, because like I think Stokely is definitely socialized. Like he's around other people and things like that. But he's not around people who tell him no very often.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not around a lot of kids his age. And so he's used to like always being the baby, and you know,
he's used to being mostly like the center of attention for the most part.
Yeah. And you know, that doesn't happen in school. And so, you know, I'm trying to prepare him for that element of it. Where he, you know, you have to do things like share, and you know, you have to like listen to the teacher and things like that. And luckily we do a Spanish class. We do it virtually. Where, you know, he has to sit and listen to someone who's not me. Well, it's just him. It's a one-on-one lesson.
Oh, okay.
But it's like, no, you have to focus and you have to listen to Miss Carmina and like, you know, it. And he'll look at mommy, are you done yet?
No, because we gotta wait. I was like, you haven't been around Aunt Sasha. Why are you speaking Spanish? But he looks at his Spanish on his tablet. I'm like,
oh, yeah.
I can't help you.
Yeah.
I can't help you.
But I think probably, like, if I had to choose right now, my inclination says that if he goes to a private school, I want it to be McNamara, because I do think that my high school did a phenomenal job of preparing me academically for college. Like,
it's not that out of the way, because based on where you are in life and where you will continue to be in life, I'm like, it's not that crazy
at home. I'll be at home.
No, I mean, you're
I'll be working from home.
You'll be home, but also not even being at home. I'm talking about even like we've talked about financial freedoms and everything like that. Like, I'm sure that he will be able to drive and do things at a different rate than you were able to, or even it's possible for anything that you want to have happen can happen.
Even when I was at McNamara, my first 2 years, maybe, you know, I had a ride with a neighbor across the street who coincidentally went to McNamara too. So they took me to school, but then I had to get my license literally as soon as I was able to start driving, because so I could drive myself to and from school. And so I think that also too created this level of independence for me going to this private school, because I was responsible. My parents both were, they went to work super early in the morning. So the time I had to get up and go to school, like, I was responsible for getting myself up, for eating breakfast, packing my own stuff, and then taking myself to school. And I actually did that and didn't skip, but a handful of times. And so, but I think, like I said, academically, I think McNamara definitely prepared me, because when I went to A&T, I was like in English, I was in a 201 level class, because I took AP classes where I had tested out. So, you know, and most of my classes, like my junior and senior year, were AP college level classes, and they offer almost all of their classes at the upper levels.
Yeah.
They have AP alternatives.
Like, that's the difference. Like, my school did the same thing. I had my schedule. So, you know, we are able to kind of pick our schedules at some point during college. Well, like for me, my schedule came pre-written. Like, I didn't have a choice to take AP. It was like AP Government and Politics, AP U.S. History, AP World Religion, AP. And I'm just like, if I did not want to, because I was in the international studies program. So anything dealing with government, politics, UN, all that, that was me. So I had that filled in. I was taking AP courses and I had to pass them. Like, there was no choice to go to the lower level. I do appreciate that though, because when I got to college,
and like you said,
and I had to take language. I was required.
Oh yeah. Well, cause mm-hmm. I think what it boils down to, because like you said, I mean, ultimately, you and your husband ended up at the same college. Me and my husband mm-hmm. ended up at the same college. Like, he could have went to A&T if he wanted to. He just chose not mm-hmm. to apply there. But he got into several other universities, and we still ended up.
He would have been able to go to A&T and Bowie
together. Yeah, like, it's not that big of a difference. And you know, he went to private school his whole life. But for us, I think what it comes down to for us is financially, because of where we live now,
yeah,
we don't have to spend the money to send him to private school, because whatever foundational, because I think sometimes the argument too is, why wouldn't you send them to private school when it matters the most, which is when they're younger and getting that foundational education,
which I get, but the thing, so this is the reason that I say that. No, so we can address that really quickly. So I would rather send Brendan to private school now and then if I decide not, then at least I've known that one way or another, private school, public school, the neighborhood school or whatever, parenting is the one that makes the matter. Parenting matters.
Well, that's what I was going to say.
So it doesn't matter whether or not, like, it doesn't matter whether, like, Brendan is in a private school. If I'm absent or unable to, like, give him the reinforcement, he can, like, lose every single value that he is in. Yeah. So he's in a private school right now.
So for me, it doesn't matter. You know, I'm okay with sending him to public school now. One, because the schools are better where we live now, but also because I know, foundational wise, like, I'm here to reinforce and help further his education, because I'm also a proponent that school just learning also just doesn't happen in school, like, it happens outside of school. Nope. So it's all about, I want him to love to read books. That's why we get our KiwiCo boxes. That's why we get all these different monthly boxes where it's about activities and learning new things.
Like, I want him to, and everything like that. Like,
he has a Amazon, he's in the Amazon Prime book thing. So he gets every 3 months, he gets like 5 books from Amazon. We have KiwiCo boxes. He has little passports, which is the new one that we've tried.
What is it? The library, the Books for Life type thing.
Oh, from PG.
So he gets, from PG County. So we have the PG County Books for Life. I was going to sign up for Dolly Parton, but I wondered if that was the same thing. But if they're different books, I'll sign up for that. It's the same. See, I won't sign up because.
Yeah,
it's like.
And Arundel doesn't have that, so he can't get a book a month anymore. But, like, we get little passports, which is mm-hmm. this. It's essentially.
I was
going to
sign up for that eventually.
Around the world.
I'm going to sign up for that probably next year.
I like it.
I've seen it and it's been intriguing, but I also want to get the four. Is it because of us? Because we can, because of you. What is the box? You were talking about it.
Oh, because of them we can.
Yes, because of them we can.
Because of them we can. Yes.
Yes. So I'm going to get him that box.
I want to get him that one too.
He loves his KiwiCo box. So, and I mean, I swear KiwiCo seemed like they own everything that he loves. So, like, his last box was rainbows. My son loves rainbows. He loves every single, It's what?
We just got a camping one. And our last one was the Arctic.
I told you, me and you, like, our boxes are different.
Our boxes are not the same.
Don't know why. I can't figure it out. But ours was rainbows. And the one before that was color mixing. The rainbow box.
Mm.
Where you had to make, like, a little cloud. It was a little cloud and everything.
Yep.
So that one came. Yes, it's a pillow, but I'm not making it a pillow yet. But he loves that. And it was so perfect because, I'm going to feel it and eventually he will sleep with it because he freaking loves it. And I was like, this is perfect. The color mixing one where we were talking about, like, colors came just as they was doing colors of the rainbow. So, like, you have like a science mm-hmm. experiment. I was like, mm-hmm. this is a perfect reinforcement. And every time it comes, just like you said, it's my box. Let's open it.
And what it boils down to is that we're still teaching them outside of what they're learning. So even with Stokely's, his like preschool curriculum that I have, like I said, it's Monday, Wednesday, Friday. It's only like 10, 15 minutes are these activities. But I make sure that whatever we're focused on that week, like, that I'm reinforcing it throughout the whole rest of the week. So, like, this week we're on the letter O. We're doing the number seven, mm-hmm. and then we're learning about bones. And so it's like, oh, you know, like, let's talk about bones and, you know, trying to, you know, just easing into the conversation however I can. So just to reinforce it. And Stokely picks up things very quickly.
Mm-hmm. So that's the same thing where we're like, what is it that we were talking about? Like, we talked about kind and unkind, which I said, oh, that's wonderful with my little mean ass child. So he would do something like he'd throw something. And I said, Brendan, is that kind or is that unkind? And he's just like, and he knows because he'll look at me and just be like, ugh. And he's like, unkind. And I said, okay, so let's be kind. So kind, give Waffles a hug. Don't throw him across the room. Like, I have to be able to, like, but I reinforce everything that they teach. And also, I love that my teachers work with me because they understand that, like, they were like, yo, you have everything. And I said, the only reason that I have everything is because I recognize that I also am in a privileged place. I use the word privilege a lot because it's true that even though we are very privileged to be able to be home, I'm able to work from home with him. I'm able to work from home and, like, be in a meeting and still not halfway pay attention. And they aren't giving me grief. They aren't telling me, oh, where are your notes? Why aren't you doing this? Why aren't you doing that? I can talk to my students anytime I need while still knowing that I can work around his schedule as opposed to me saying, OK, so I don't know how I'm going to do school. And even if I did have to go in, he has his grandmother, my mother, who is like, I can help you. I mean, Sheree, I can log on to a computer.
It's the same thing for me. Like, I'm mm-hmm. at home. I'm able to, you know, I turn on my work computer and then go do school with him. So, you know, mm-hmm. we do have that place of privilege. And let's be for real. The fact that we are even talking and having this public-private school debate
discussion
means we come from immense privilege.
Exactly. I was going to say, the fact that we are talking about, like, I currently send him to private school. And I'm like, if I don't want to pay, I guess not. But it literally, the fact that I can say, that, like, I can pay monthly or whatever the year is. And I'm like, that is privilege.
It is an immense privilege. It's an immense privilege.
But it was also something that I think, even if it was not a privilege, it was something that I would work towards to try and have. And I think that's the piece of it, is that even if it was not a
place. Well, that's what my parents did.
Exactly.
My parents, you know, my mom told me before when I was younger, you know, they didn't really have a concept. They grew up in New York City. They went to public school their whole life. There wasn't this concept of, like, public private school for them. And so my mom said she was just very ignorant to the discussions about whether you should send, you know, your kid to public or private school. And it wasn't until I got older and was getting ready to go to high school that they really started looking at, like, okay, this is the high school she's going to go to. Do we want her to go to that high school? And no, we don't. We want to send her to private school. And coming from middle school, I wasn't a fan of that decision because all of my friends were going to public school. Everybody that I knew went to public school. They went right on from middle school to whatever their high school was. And no matter what high school I was going to go to, it was going to be with people I knew versus going to private school. When I went to private school, I literally knew one person. And that was hard. It was Melissa.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say Melissa. But that's the crazy thing. It's like when you sit there and you're like, wait, I went to school with majority of my friends. And at the very least, I knew, like, I had a friend go to Carroll. I had one that went to another school. But most of my friends went to the same school as me, or at least to the neighborhood schools where I could still hang out with them. I always look at what I'm going to do with Brendan. And I say this, I say, well, if I send him right now, he's in private school. It's not even a question right now. He's in private school. So I'm very, like, I don't like to switch. So if he's in private school now, we're just going to see how long this goes. If it gets to be to a place. And also I don't know how to say not expensive, because it is always expensive to pay when you could be free, but it's really reasonable in terms of daycare. When I looked at daycare expense versus pre-K3 was less expensive. So let's put it like that. So his school is very affordable for it to be a private school and for the quality that I'm getting. So if I go there at least until fifth grade or six, I don't know how long. I went from K through five, six through eight, nine through 12.
I was K through six, seventh and eighth, and then 9 through 12.
See, so I'm like, if I do somewhere in that middle area, exactly. But
Our middle school was 5, 6, 7.
Okay.
Because they had an elementary school behind them that was K through 5. Yeah, it was K through 5. And then we had 6, 7, 8. Sorry. So it was K through 5, right. And then they had 6, 7, 8. But there was a big influx of people like myself who went to K through 6 and then started at the middle school in 7.
Gotcha. So that's why I was like, huh? But yeah, so I did the same, like, so like any of those transitional times, I'm apt to being like, wherever we are, we may be in a place where we want to send him for a year or see how it goes with private, with public, but I just don't see it happening.
Yeah.
If we started on private, if we started in public, it's easy for me. Okay, so this is the reason. It's easy for me to say switching from private to public or going from public to private because they're already a close knit. It's really hard for me saying going into a close knit and then going into a public school, which is a larger pool and automatically larger class size because like there's three of them.
Yeah.
Essentially, if they all stay in this school for long, these will be his three other friends.
Those will be his three friends until eighth grade.
Until eighth grade. And then he'll just add from there.
Yeah.
Because I think next year is pre-K-4. There'll be another time where he adds people.
Yeah.
My nephew had that. He went to a public charter from pre-K all the way until eighth. And now he goes to, a public. I'm like, no, he went to a middle school. He went to public middle school, but he finally got out of it because he was like, I don't like this.
Yeah.
But it was because of being able to know the same people, and the detriment of knowing the same people is if you get teased or you get, there's hard to lose that. Yeah. So he was like, I can't.
Yeah. So I think what it boils down to is that Sheree is probably going to keep Brendan in private school, and Stokely's probably going to end up there at some point.
Yeah, he's going to end up there at some point, and they may end up at the same damn school.
Yeah, if he goes anywhere, he's going to McNamara. Like, Richard isn't as tied to Carol. And academically, Carol and McNamara are very different.
It would not make sense for him to go all the way to McNamara, to Carol, because that's DC from where you live. You from the boonies? Yeah. God damn, that's a trip, girl. That's a 2-hour drive every day.
Not at all. You can go to McNamara for that.
4-hour drive. That is half. That is a quarter of the day.
He's waking up at 5 o'clock so he can make it to school.
Y'all had to leave out last night. Y'all had to leave out the night before to get to school, and I'll be goddamn.
So we would love to hear from you guys how you decided where to send your kids to school, how your pandemic schooling has been going, because I know we are all, like I said, Sheree and I obviously have young kids, so we don't know the struggles of like actually trying to teach your kids some real shit and like them paying attention and doing school projects. I think the projects get harder.
I don't care about the projects. Do the kids get easier?
No, they don't. But we would love to hear about your experiences, and you can let us know on Instagram. I'm sure there's a conversation going on right now. Instagram, we're at Swirl and Sip Podcast, or you can email us at hello@swirlandsippodcast.com. You can always, I guess I already said the Instagram part, but we would love to hear from you guys either way, Instagram, or if you
rate and review all.
Yes. That's the next part. you can rate, review, and subscribe to the episodes. We are available on all your major podcast platforms on Apple, Google, Stitcher, Spotify, Alexa, Pandora, iHeartRadio. You can find all of us there. Just make sure that the liking and the rating and reviewing is the important part, because it does help other people find the show. If you want to support the show, like our two Patreon members, who I will shout out because this episode comes out at the beginning of the month, they get the benefits, Sarah and Tanya, of being shouted out and recognized as being supporters of the show. If you want to hear your name on our podcast as a supporter of the show, you can support us on Patreon at patreon.com/swirlandsippodcast. We offer some amazing member benefits, like you get stickers and a personalized thank you note. You can see our episodes when we record them. We do monthly Ask Us Anything, monthly lives. You'll get like a cocktail card recipe in your inbox all the time and coupons to the shop. So you really do get a whole bunch of stuff if you choose to support the show. And we have tiers as low as like $3 a month. So it doesn't have to be a lot. It's literally one cup of Starbucks, you guys. So we would love for you guys to support the show if you so desire. And I guess that means that I've come to the part where I say, as always, have your wine glasses ready for next week's episode.
Bye.